Apologies, gentlemen, it's going to be a short shiur. I have to leave very early tonight. So without further delay, let us start straight away. Simon Tov Kuf Ein Hei. The halacha is as follows in Seif Zayin, bottom line. So Kshimis Anel Lakshom V'Ovu Yud Gimel Tanias Eilu V'Loi Nanu. So we've been through the three initial fasts, followed by this three and another seven. So if all these 13 fasts have been through, there's still no answer. So they've been through more and more and more, bottom line of page 96. They've done all the 13 fast days. So what happens at that stage? Mematin b'masa umatan. At that stage, there's a mute in masa umatan. There's a decrease of business. Now this halacha is not related to Monday or Thursday. It's across all week. So you decrease business. You've done 13 fasts and nothing has happened, no rain. So b'matin masomatin b'minyan shel simcha. Similarly, also there will be no building of simcha. So don't make your fancy renovations and extensions. If it's just pure simcha related, you're not going to do that after the 13 fasts have passed and there's still no rain. Edom ken koslo no tilip, unless of course the wall is about to collapse. Right, if the wall is about to collapse, you're not to get the builders in. But if you're just trying to do regular, this is after 13 fasts and nothing's happened. So you decrease business, you don't do binyan shel simcha, mamatin be'erusin v'nisuin, there's no chasanus either. No erusin, no engagements v'nisuin either. Elohim ken lo kiyem mitzvah perivya, unless this is talking about a couple which has not fulfilled the mitzvah of perivya, they don't have children, in such an instance, both erusin and nisuin would be permitted. Second line of page Memtes.
So marriage is parallel because if you're not married, it'll be under the mitzvah.
Yeah, so we'll be talking about, for instance, a case that would be forbidden would be a second marriage. So you're allowed to get married if they have no children. You will not allow to greet people either. So no greetings. Which is similar then on, of course, like Tisha B'Av. So this is, Tamid Chomu says you shouldn't ask. Don't say, how are you doing? No time to see, no. Like as if you're being chayram. So it's very much Tisha B'Av atmosphere. No business. I mean, you decrease business. You, no simchas, no chasanas, unless no mitzvah perivya. No shila sholoim. People act as if they're in chayim. So if somebody does, and Amoritz does know this halacha, he says, hello, oh, long time no see. What you do then, you meshivin loy besofer of v'chayvid roish, you answer him abruptly, not particularly friendly, and you make it, a bit abrupt. Now, in terms of fasting, so this is now regards to general behavior and general atmosphere. However, Talmid Chomim Levadom, with regards to Talmid Chomim themselves, Chozim Misanin, they now go back and they fast yet again. Sheni Chamishi Sheni, Monday, Thursday, Monday. They're still up to 13 fast, they go back and fast. Only them. But they will fast Monday, Thursday, Monday, at Sheitz Nisan Shel Tkufa, until the Nisan Tkufa has passed. Mutoni Lechol Belailo, they are allowed to eat by night. Uva melacha, they're allowed to do melachas. Uva shadvarim, and other activities are permitted for them as well. Ma'afsikim b'Rosh Chodesh, they will, however, not fast if it falls on Rosh Chodesh. Chanukah and Purim, they'll also not fast. Yotza nisan shel tkufa, after all this has passed. Vuch she'agia shemesh l'tchilas matal shoyer, that's when the season of the shoyer of the oxness started. Ein misanin oid. There is no more fast, even for Talmid Chomer at that stage anymore. She'ein akshomim zman hazeh, because the rain at that stage is only elo siman klola, is considered the siman klola, is a curse. Well, it's going to start raining now in the summer. That's when it starts raining. That's considered the curse. I do not know why it's considered the curse. Surely, if this is a famine, surely people have nothing to drink. Surely if there is no, where there's no water around, don't know why it's considered a klala, but it is. It's a klala. Since that's the wrong time for the rain to start. So it sounds like if there's a change of seasons, if it's a change of weather conditions, if it's altogether a change of environment, that would be considered a klala in its own right. I want to stop here and just ask what the Chaznish discusses. We don't normally go through this. There has been years, I mean, those who are Sulant in Eretz Yisrael, there has been years that the rain came late. And at times they do fast, and I've experienced it, at times they do fast. It's not on the same level as here, though. And it's never this kind of level of seriousness, of rigid takana of Bezdin being goyzer, those fasts are 13 fasts, but although the rain at times comes late. So the question is, why do we never, even when there is no rain, chas v'shalom, and there's been such instance in the past, and perhaps not in the most recent past, but over, if you're looking back over the last bit, you know, last 50 or 100 years, there certainly has been years that rain came late, came very late. Yet, we don't find this takana being held and established as in times of the Tanoim. Why? You're saying that the Tzibah cannot, it's too hard for them. Pardon? That's it, says the Chazanish. Mamash, like you're saying. Chazanish says, we have to differentiate. He said, nowadays food can be imported. When the Mishnah talks about, when the Mishnayos in Tanya speak about, if there's no rain, there's no crop. If there's no crop, there's no food. Nowadays, it's not really the case like that. Yeah, absolutely. You can import water. There's systems in place. Absolutely. Absolutely. So therefore, whilst there is at times some merit in fasting, but it's never of the same seriousness and severity as in times of Tanoim and the Shulchan Aruch we learned now. This is what the Chaznish says. Sif Ches, Rabbi Yisai, Kol Zeh, Hasedek, Shelo Yodu Kshomim Klal. Everything we've learned so far is if there's no rain at all, Aval Yodu Berevio, but if a Revio kind of rain fell, what's that? Perish Amoto, Hayorid Latzmiach, Kol Zemech Veisev, Adominiku Revio, when there's sufficient rain which makes a little bit of sprouting, a little bit of rain. That's called Revio. Maybe Sherevio Me Aber Zakaka, it kind of, now, if there is a bit of rain, it started to flourish a little bit, and then it gets completely dry again. So, there was a little bit of moisture, there was a little bit of rain, started sprouting, and whoops! Famine. No rain. Drought. That's worse. And that's more serious, and that's more tragic yet. Why? Are going to die. Everything is going to get completely dried up. So there's always hope. If there's no rain, there's always hope. It might rain and it might start late, but it will come. But once the crop has started to flourish and then it's dried up, then that's it. That's the worst case scenario. Therefore, says Shulchan Aruch, if there was that kind of scenario, then you keep on fasting until there is rain. So unlike the previous seif in which there was no rain at all, you stop at a certain stage. After 13 fasts, that's it. Okay, Tamid Chomim fasts a bit more, but generally, if you stop, you stop. Here in this instance, no, he now continue to fast. Oy, smachim ki. We're talking about Pesach already. It's Yom Tov Pesach. We're talking about Pesach time already, which we associate already with. No, it's not the winter anymore. If you're talking about sukkahs and it still hasn't rained, there was a bit of rain, but not sufficient to fill the wells and the pits, and the water reservoirs are not filled. So it's sukkahs, but it's not enough rain yet. You also hear in that instance there's been a stop, not strong enough start of the rain. You may fast. Yidden should fast. Oh, but if there's not enough water to drink, if there's not water at any time of the year, if there's not sufficient drinking water, yidden fast, rapidly, swiftly, ASAP. That's very tragic. If there is a interruption of rain for 40 days, we don't know that such a thing in England. Never been such a thing. But if there's a break of 40 days of rain, even in the winter, it can't happen here, right? 40 days without rain in the winter. All right, okay, so he says, if there's no rain for 40 days in Eretz Yisrael, in the winter, no rain for 40 days, that's very serious too. One should fast as well. Apologies about this again.